You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So that line opened up at 3.5 for that Thursday night game in Denver, and then moved to 3, and obviously the Chiefs are favored. Carver High, I guess Emmanuel Sanders, like I'm hearing he's going to be able to go. He's going to be ready to go, but Watkins is not playing. And so
when does he really?
Yeah, he never plays.
When does he play?
Never. So it's like I said to this guy, Carrington, I'm just like, the guy never plays. He and DeSean Jackson are two peas in a pod. They never play. They remind me of your boy Giancarlo Stanton, who never plays. But that game has moved to 3, and everybody's saying, here's one that I'm reading here. Listen, traveling, do you know what doesn't help a beat-up team, which is what the Chiefs are struggling on both sides of the ball? Traveling to Mile High on a short week to face the Broncos on a Thursday night. The line was 4.5 this past Sunday. Moved to 3.5 now. Broncos plus 3, and everybody thinks that's the play.
But yeah, I don't think that's the play at all. Look, I get the Broncos have played better the past couple of weeks.
Right.
I also get that they played two teams that have struggled mightily offensively. Let's face it, the Titans suck on offense. They just switched quarterbacks. They're going to be playing Tannehill. That's who they beat at home last week. They couldn't move the ball, whatever. The week before that, they beat the Chargers. The Chargers have been awful, haven't they, the past few weeks?
Yes.
Now they are playing, and I know they have guys hurt. They are playing a team that can score. Even though the Chiefs lost last week, they put points on the board against the Texans. They still move the rock. And I know that Denver's D has played a little better. They're not going to be able to score enough or keep down the Chiefs enough for that miserable offense that they have to score enough points to keep up with the Chiefs.
Did you see that Brock Osweiler retired? And I was thinking, he was great.
41 mil.
Right, but he was grateful. I bet he was grateful for that 41 million because he sucked. He was terrible.
He was pretty bad.
He was bad, terrible, atrocious, whatever you
want
to call
it. Got that coin, though.
Glad he was so nice going out the door with all that money.
See you guys later.
You know, it's unbelievable that a guy can be that bad and make that much money.
It really is
unbelievable.
On, big, strong arm and all that stuff that you hear all the time about all these guys that flop. Right when they're coming in, prototypical NFL quarterback who can't hit anybody.
Yeah, like he was just a disaster plan, wasn't he?
And the sad part is, that's how bad Manning was that last year when he won that Super Bowl, that the defense carried him, that, Osweiler took over for him and stayed in there for a while. It wasn't until, the playoffs that they finally said, all right, we're going back to Peyton.
So do you think that the Chiefs are going to handle the Broncos tomorrow night and handle the 3, or do you think that Denver's hot all of a sudden defensively and they're gonna stun them? Because, it's never what you think. The NFL's never what you think. You think it's going to be one thing, and it's always the exact opposite.
Especially with these Thursday night games. The short week is always tricky. Like I said, going up to Mile High is tricky. I still like the Chiefs. I still think they're a better team. As good of a running game and a defense as, Denver started to play the last couple weeks, like Mike said, it's terrible teams. And I think it's going to be bend, don't break for the Chiefs defense because I think they're going to give up a lot of yards to them. I think they're going to, run the ball down their throat. And then they're going to settle for field goals while the Chiefs are going to come down and score touchdowns.
One of the problems I have is I think they're, super banged up and everything. So that's my concern, that they are banged up and that Mahomes is not 100% at all and that they have to play, 4 days after blowing basically the game against the Texans at home. They've lost 2 home games now. And that they, that game Sunday was pretty bad for them, in my opinion, to be up that early and to be comfortably numb at 17-3, whatever it was, and then to just dissipate from that point forward. And then, all they did was talk about how banged up they are and how injured they are and how all these problems they have. And so now 4 days later, you're going to just not have those same problems. I don't believe that their problems have gone away. So that's what I'm worried about with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, there's no doubt on paper they should beat the Broncos. There's no doubt just even on sight that they should beat the Broncos. But the fact that they have not been playing well and have all these injuries and are banged up and literally on their defense is just an atrocity. I think it is. To me, their defense is laughable. I didn't want to call the guy out and blame. It's not his fault that they suck. I think they suck defensively. And he's talking about they'll be the second best team in the AFC. That might very well be the case. But what does that say about the AFC then? Because That team's not winning the Super Bowl with that defense. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care about anyone's opinion about it. I cannot watch a team give up that many points and just you run right through them like butter. And it's like they're playing on ice skates. They look terrible defensively. You cannot win the Super Bowl with a crappy defense. It just doesn't happen.
Well, you're right. The problems just aren't going to go away in these 3 days between the game. But the problem is neither are the Broncos. And the Broncos' biggest problem is they have no quarterback. They have Joe Flacco there. I'll take 75% of Pat Mahomes, over 100% of Joe Flacco any day. That guy's career has been done for 5 years.
I'll give you that, but they are playing better for some reason. So no one's acknowledging that. You did, but they have.
They play better, but against.
They're playing better.
Gimp teams.
But it's the same thing that we always say. One week we say the teams all suck.
Right.
But it's simple. This is the NFL. Every game's brutal.
It seems like in the AFC, just like you were saying it, there's five teams right now that look good. And then there's two more that are like maybe right on the outside there.
Right.
Everybody knows the Pats are by themselves. Then you have the Chiefs, the Texans,
the Bills.
The Ravens and the Bills. Those are your five right now. And you got to put the Colts and the Raiders have played well. They're 3-2. The Raiders have played well. I don't think the Raiders will sustain and be with that group, but I think the Colts would be the other team that, you could kind of put there.
So you're saying Patriots, Bills, Ravens,
Texans,
and Colts, and Chiefs.
Yeah. With the Raiders trying to hang around.
And then the seventh team right now for you would be the Colts.
I would. The Raiders beat the Colts in Indy, so I got to put, I got to put them a little notch ahead of the Colts right now, don't I?
The Raiders?
They beat them head-to-head. They went into Indy and beat them, and then went to London and beat the Bears. So I got to put the Raiders a little bit ahead of the Colts right now.
All right, same record, and they beat them, so they would have them in a tiebreaker either way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.